Climate change donors throw millions behind Mitt Romney's chosen successor John Curtis in Utah Senate primary. By Sean Moran on June 21, 2024. Pro-climate change advocates have flooded millions of dollars to Representative John Curtis, RUT, the preferred establishment candidate to replace the retiring Senator Mitt Romney, RUT. Jay Fison, the founder of the Clear Path Foundation, a nonprofit based in North Carolina that is focused on conservative clean energy, donated $2 million to Conservative Values for Utah, a super PAC that spent nearly $5 million backing Curtis and roughly $330,000 attacking Trent Staggs, the mayor of Riverton, Utah, and Curtis's primary opponent. Clear Path Action Fund named Curtis one of its 10 clean energy champions. Curtis currently chairs the Conservative Climate Caucus. Conservative Values for Utah, according to Open Secrets, has spent the most of any outside group in the race to replace Sen. Romney. A staggering $7.7 million from outside groups has been spent to support Curtis, while nearly $2 million has been spent to oppose Staggs. The fact I have leaned into an issue that is not typically traditional among Republicans is helpful to me, Curtis told Politico in January, referring to his focus on climate change policies. Other climate change groups, such as EDF Action, spent $100,000 in ads supporting Curtis. Clear Path Action Fund spent $67,000 supporting Curtis. EDF Action Fund formally announced in March that it opposes former President Donald Trump's re-election candidacy. In 2020, however, our board determined that the consequences of a second Trump term would be so catastrophic that we were left with no choice but to oppose his candidacy. The first time EDF Action had ever taken a side in a presidential race, EDF Action Fund President David Keeve wrote. He continued. While we hoped that Donald Trump would be a distant memory by now, our nation is not so fortunate. Mr. Trump is all but assured to be the Republican nominee for president and leads in many general election polls. Make no mistake about the stakes, Mr. Trump is worse on our core issues today than he was 4 years ago. Mr. Trump's antipathy to electric cars and renewable energy has deepened, and he has identified significantly expanding drilling for oil as one of his top day one priorities, often coming even before his border wall. His allies have also written a comprehensive plan to eliminate environmental and public health protections while exacerbating the climate crisis that is already disrupting lives and communities. All the progress we have made in the last 4 years is at risk. We have made historic investments in combating the climate crisis, supercharging the clean energy transition, and addressing environmental injustice. We have gotten more done on climate than in any similar period in American history, and the contrast with Mr. Trump's tenure in office could not be more dramatic. Mr. Trump represents a unique threat to our air, water, and public health. His policies would cause irreparable harm. There is no Trump-proofing the climate. Keeve added, progress requires all of us, and it's critical that we keep moving forward to meet our climate goals and build a stronger, healthier, and more prosperous America for everyone. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.